The first Oscars were presented in 1928, but it wasn't until 1934 that an Oscar was given for Best Song. The first song to win was The Continental from The Gay Divorcee. Now you can hear the winning songs from the past 60 years in a new 5-CD box set put out by Rhino Records. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
Thanks for the memory of sentimental verse. Nothing in my purse, and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse.
How lovely it was.
Bob Hope made his Hollywood feature film debut in the big broadcast of 1938. One of the high points was a duet he sang with the endearing Shirley Ross, who played one of his ex-wives. Thanks for the Memory, of course, became Hope's theme song. But it's useful to remember that in the movie, the song was a response to a particular context. Thanks for the Memory is surely the most touching and civilized song ever written about a divorce.
We said goodbye with a highball.
Then I got as high as a steeple.
Did you?
But we were intelligent people.
No tears, no fuss. Hooray for us. Strictly entre-nous, darling, how are you?
And how are all those little dreams that never did come true?
Awfully glad I met you.
Cheerio and toodaloo. Thank you so much.
Nine other songs were nominated for an Oscar in 1938, including such eventual standards as Irving Berlin's Change Partners and Jeepers Creepers by Harry Warren and Johnny Mercer. Berlin would later get the Oscar for White Christmas. Warren had already won for Lullaby of Broadway. And Johnny Mercer would go on to win four Oscars. Jerome Kern, Dorothy Fields, Harold Arlen, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Frank Lesser, Lerner and Lowe, and Stephen Sondheim all won Oscars. But neither Cole Porter nor George and Ira Gershwin ever did. John Lennon and Paul McCartney never even got nominated. In 1937, one of the Gershwin's greatest songs, They Can't Take That Away From Me, lost out to a Hawaiian number called Sweet Leilani, sung in the film Waikiki Wedding by the phenomenally popular Bing Crosby, one of four Crosby hits to receive Oscars. Harold Arlen and Ira Gershwin's The Man That Got Away, from the 1954 Judy Garland version of A Star Is Born, is my nomination for one of the greatest musical numbers in film history. It lost to the pretty but innocuous Three Coins in the Fountain, which was the first Oscar-winning song written for a movie's title credits, and one of three winners associated with Frank Sinatra. As Fats Waller said, one never knows, do one? About half the winners are conventional love songs like The Way You Look Tonight or All the Way, but there are just as many catchy novelties like On the Atchison, Topeka and the Santa Fe, or Zippity-Doo-Dah, one of six winners from Disney films. I especially like the songs that play a part in the dramatic or emotional situation of a film, like Over the Rainbow, Baby, It's Cold Outside, or Que Sera, Sera, the only Oscar-winning song from an Alfred Hitchcock movie. Tex Ritter's great title ballad for High Noon is a distillation of the film's archetypal conflicts. It's one of the main reasons people took this Western so seriously.
Do not forsake me, oh my darling, on this our wedding day. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Know what fate awaits me. I only know I must be brave, and I must face a man who hates me. A liar, coward, a craven coward, a liar, coward in my grave.
In recent years, the competition has been pretty feeble, though there are happy surprises like Stevie Wonder's I Just Called to Say I Love You, or Bruce Springsteen's powerful AIDS anthem, Streets of Philadelphia. You can hear all 60 Oscar winners on the new Rhino set, many but not all of them recorded by their original performers or composers. Unfortunately, because of licensing problems, we get no Sinatra, Shore, Streisand, or Springsteen. An 80-page booklet full of interviews and fascinating information helps distract from what's missing. After all, popular songs can reveal as much about their times as headlines.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed The Envelope, Please, Academy Award-winning songs on Rhino Records. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.